Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply.
See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Just watch me love myself. That's all I want. Got what I want. That's all I want. I'm not sorry.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
And this is Love to See It, an obsessively detailed recap podcast about reality dating shows like The Bachelor and other pop culture that makes us laugh, cry, and curse the patriarchy.
We can't live with these shows and we can't live without them, but we can break down every juicy moment and unpack all the weird messages these shows send us about love, sex, and dating. Welcome to Love to See It, a podcast about whether someone can really be the one if they're actually one of two.
Sweet, sweet Gary, are you about to pull a Clayton?
Oh my God, my heart watching this episode. I truly couldn't handle it.
I hated to see this, and I never thought I would. I never thought Gary would be this kind of gentleman, but here we are.
Production always gets you in the end. That's just part of the hashtag process. Before we get into today's episode, just wanted to let everyone know that this week we launched a new merch collection designed by our production assistant, Tatiana, and it is so cute. It's like collegiate, Love to See It, university themed. We've got crew necks. I've been living in mine. There are joggers, mugs, tumblers, some kids stuff, which Lee's daughter will be wearing.
Oh, absolutely. Get ready for spam. Teddy and sweatshirts.
That's all I want. All I want. It's so cute and just in time for the holiday season. So you can find that merch at lovetoseeitpod.com/merch. Also, Lee, it's your second to last episode. I'm so sad.
It's coming up, everybody. It's sad. I'm going to make a whole spiel for Paradise, but it's been a great run. It's been so much fun.
And we've loved having you.
And we miss Claire. I'm excited to hear Claire back in my headphones. And, you know, I'll be back. I'll be back at one point for a little visit.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get you back on the pod when it's the three of us, which is truly the most fun combination.
Oh, it's so fun.
Okay, so let's get into this episode that had me truly shaken to my core. We start with our cold open. Gary and Leslie are at dinner, and Gary says she hasn't really asked him any of the hard questions lately. So she goes for it, and she asks him one. When's the last time you had sex? He nearly spits out his water and asks for a clarification. Did she mean by himself or with someone else?
Gary. I think she means with someone else, Gary. We'll get there.
Starting off strong. And you know what? I hope you've done both.
Yes. You know what? You gotta.
Yeah. So Gary has arrived in Costa Rica at the Springs Resort and Spa. And he says it in the most Midwestern accent. Did you notice this? He's like, Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
Springs Resort and Spa. What an amazing place to fall in love.
I didn't notice, but that just brightened my day.
Gary really got the memo from the Costa Rican Tourism Board that sponsored.
Yeah, he's finally out of the country. He's like, I'll do anything you want. Thank you for this trip.
I know, he hasn't had to give some big pitches about how this place is actually the best place to fall in love. He only has to do it once.
Yeah, that's it.
And that place is Costa Rica. And speaking of falling in love, he's in love with two women, Leslie and Teresa, and he's ready for some closed door time because it is Fantasy Suites week, baby.
I can't believe we're here already. Like,
I know.
Where did the time go? Where did all our golden gals go? Oh, right. They were sent home. But
I guess the 1 hour episodes,
they really fly by. Also, when you just love a show so much, it's hard to know that it's coming to a close. Even though you want to know who he picks, I'm just like, oh, come on. I can go for a few more weeks of golden.
I really could. I'm kind of mad that it's ending before Paradise because I would have preferred Paradise to end.
You're like, please end that show and keep this one going. Paradise needs to go down to 1 hour and golden needs to go up to two.
Exactly.
But that will never happen. There's too much Paradise content in the, you know, 20 days they're there.
Yeah, that's true. There's too many threads to follow. And look, I get that. Shout out to you, Bachelor editors. You have your work cut out for you. But we are just loving this show so much. So Gary then sits down with Jesse for a chat and makes one thing clear. People his age absolutely still knock boots. And he's also like, Jesse, do your parents ever come downstairs? Little extra pep in their step.
I loved how Gary got Jesse to like break his hosting phase. He really was, he was like so embarrassed by this conversation, but I loved it.
I loved it.
I loved it so much.
And Gary's like, no, for real, I'm into pillow talk because, quote, the intimacy is there just because of the proximity and the level of communication goes way up because the barriers go way down. I was like, that's beautiful, Gary.
That's a beautiful way to describe pillow talk. I mean,
I know I've never heard anyone describe it that way. And I was like, you know what? That's kind of true. There is something that can be really make you feel close to someone just by like sleeping next to
them. It's probably the most intimate moment. You know, you can have those conversations because you're directly next to someone.
You're trapped.
You're trapped in bed. But Gary wants to be trapped by Leslie and Teresa. He says he can see Leslie being a life partner. He says that when they exchanged I love you, she leaned into my chest and I felt a shudder.
Oh my God.
Right? A shudder.
He's just so eloquent when he talks about the specific things that made him feel close to these women. And every time he says something, I'm like, well, how can you not choose her then?
I know. But then he says about Teresa, she makes him, you know, warm, safe, secure. They share a hole in their hearts. And if he says, again, I love you to her, he wants to make sure it's the right moment. I feel like, yeah, with Teresa, he's been holding back being so honest about his feelings, perhaps, because, you know, they do share that. They share that grief. They share that loss of, you know, the love of their life, someone who they thought they'd be with for many more years. And I feel like maybe he's being more protective of her heart in that way.
Yeah.
Because of the loss she experienced.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But then again, Leslie's had, you know, a different kind of loss. You know, she's been married twice. She's dated a lot of bad men, as she says. So you kind of want to protect her heart, too. So it's confusing. But I do think that's why he's being a little safer when it comes to his relationship with Teresa.
I think that that's the correct read. And I just found myself by the end of this episode being like, I wish you had held back a little more with both of them, Gare.
Yeah. Yeah. But he doesn't. He follows the typical recent Bachelor standard.
I know. This is still the same show, I guess. Jesse then asks Gary about physical intimacy. And Gary is like, Jesse, I would like you to define that for me. And Jesse, this you said it correctly. Like, he breaks his facade of host in this moment. Like, he's like, he's like blushing.
He's, like,
he's looking at the camera.
Like, this is Disney, Gary.
He's like, how can I say this on Disney where how babies are made? And Gary's like, okay, yes, yes, Jesse, I do understand what you're saying. And he says he wouldn't want to rush it because it's been a while for him since he's been physically intimate with someone. And then he says this.
You know, I'll try to read the room and have a conversation about it, but that would be a moment I wouldn't want to rush.
Mm-hmm. When the time is right.
You're the saying time is that right.
Intimacy is...
Is, oh, sure. What are you, crazy? What are you, nuts? It's like, there are moments when you go, I'm not going to pass this up. This may be the last time in my life. The opportunity to be physically intimate with someone, I don't know how to ascribe an importance to it. You know, let's face it, it's been a while.
You got it. Nice,
certainly in that area, I'd want to make sure that her comfort level was as complete as could possibly be. And if that leads to something more physical, then that activity becomes organic and natural in its nature.
That activity. I love it.
That activity.
I also love how Jesse just assumed,
like, ABC.
He's like, is intimacy important to you? And he's like, yes. But yes, it is. Just because I'm an older man, I wouldn't care about physical intimacy, or as we would like to call it, sex.
Yeah.
Yes, he cares. Oh my God. He cares. That's important in any romantic relationship, Jesse.
I know. Jesse, don't act so scandalized. It's like they want to be respectful about the sex piece of this, but they also want to be stand-ins for a segment of the audience that's like, ooh, old people.
Yeah.
Doing it, you know? And I like that Gary answers it like, yeah, of course. What? I'm going to say no. Like, this is exciting. This is important. And I also love how much he kind of centered consent when he was talking about it. You know, he's like, I'd want to make sure that my partner's comfort level was complete before I would even consider entering into that mutual decision. And I thought that was cool. This is what we get when it's not like a 27-year-old
man
talking about sex. So from there, we head right into Leslie's fantasy suite date. They meet up like on a path wearing activewear. They're both wearing like hiking boots fully and little shorts. And Leslie successfully completes the run and jump hug and tells the camera that she's excited, nervous, and scared. She feels like with Gary, it's going to be forever. And even though she's been married twice, she's never had that feeling.
Oh, I know. Poor Leslie. Also, poor Leslie. Yes, I would be nervous and scared as well, because they're getting ready, as Gary tells her, to rappel down a 170-foot cliff into a waterfall. Now, I wouldn't do this now, but yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. These poor people. Are you crazy? They can get really hurt. This was not... For me, I was like, no, this is too dangerous. Let's do something like a spa date, like something relaxing.
They love an adrenaline date because the really heightens the emotions.
And they always give it to Leslie. I'm like, poor Leslie, she's going ATVing, she's rappelling down cliffs.
They're like, Leslie, you're the adventurous one with a capital A. You've got this. But honestly, she does got this.
Yeah, she looked good.
She says to Gary, she's like, I was hoping for zip lining.
And they both start laughing. I think we have a clip.
Oh, come on. I'm very nervous right now.
Okay. Are you okay?
Yeah. I gave birth 3 times. I should be able to do this. I think I gotta go home. We're doing it together, so don't go.
I won't.
Like,
I won't. I'll stay with you.
Yeah.
I promise.
And he tries to stay with her, but man, Leslie gets like, she drifts into the waterfall. She's slipping and sliding on the wet rocks.
Have you ever been rappelling?
No. Have you?
I have.
Oh,
I have.
Amazing. As a
teenager.
You're the adventurous one of us.
No, I'm not. As a teenager. And it is like, from what I remember, once you get into the like groove of it, it's not hard, but you have to kind of get into a rhythm with like releasing the tension.
Yeah.
And also, I would imagine that I would actually be much more scared now. Because as I've gotten older, I've gotten like more aware of all the ways in which I could get hurt. So I was like, they are brave.
I also just don't love
them.
A harness. Like, you know,
it's not comfortable or
squeezing
flattering.
My pelvic bone, but sure.
I also love that Leslie was like, I gave birth 3 times.
Yeah.
Like, talk about a challenge.
That's the most challenging thing. But we forget, you know, we forget the horrors of
you like black out from the pain. That's what I hear. But they ultimately get to the bottom of the cliff and they are both absolutely soaked. But like, you can tell the adrenaline is rushing because they both yell, "We did it." And Leslie tells the camera that historically she's been hurt and abandoned in her relationships, but Gary makes her feel safe. She says he feels like home. Oh, rereading all of this, I'm so worried for either Leslie or Teresa. Know. Like, I'm just worried for both of them. I think he's legally obligated to marry them both.
He is. He is after this episode.
I'm like, I can't handle it.
Afterwards, they have a sweet chat while soaking in a natural pool at the bottom of the waterfall. And Leslie looks freezing.
She's literally like, her arms are crossed over her chest.
Yeah.
She looks so cold.
She's covering herself. And yeah, this is another moment where the audio is a little hard to hear just because, you know, we're in a waterfall. It's like on the beaches of paradise.
They always do this. They love to record like a really important and deep conversation while there is like an active water-based, I don't know.
Yeah, they're like, let's get closer to that. Are they trying to give them like quality time or privacy, or are they just silly? Because like as an audio... you know, head of any show, you'd think you'd be like, let's not film over there. That's a bad idea.
Let's have them leave the waterfall.
Yeah. But no, they're always adamant about like, let's put them in the waterfall. That will work.
Correct. Gary says to Leslie that he feels like in their relationship, they can really be honest with each other and say the hard things. And she agrees. And Gary tells the camera that tonight during the dinner portion of their date, he really wants to get, like, down to brass tacks and make sure that they're on the same page. Before we get into that, we're going to take a quick break. Can you keep up? I like love it. If you want to bring coziness into your life, and I mean, who doesn't? Turn to Barefoot Dreams, especially right now, because the brand is celebrating their 30th anniversary.
With those 30 years of coziness, Barefoot Dreams celebrates being the originators of everyone's favorite Luxe Home blanket.
There's a reason why Barefoot Dreams has been on Oprah's favorite things list 6 times.
Dressing head to toe in Barefoot Dreams is the key to comfort, as their collection of ultra soft robes, loungewear, and accessories are made with premium materials.
And their products make the perfect gifts, too.
I would certainly love to be given something from Barefoot Dreams. I just acquired the robe, and it is like the softest robe I have ever put on my body. It's so cozy. It's so warm. It's beautiful. It has a nice drape and weight to it. I wear it whenever I have the opportunity. I just want to wear it constantly. And I think everyone should have that kind of comfort and coziness in their lives.
For Love to See It with Emma and Claire listeners, you can get 15% off of your first purchase at barefootdreams.com with the code LTSI15.
Don't miss out on Barefoot Dreams' soft, soothing fabrics that will bring luxury to your life. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Sometimes there will be something that is just like nagging at me, bothering me about something in my life, and I just swirl it around and around and around in my head and don't quite know how to address it. And something that can really help me sort that through and like take action is therapy.
I completely agree. I've been really stressed lately because I've just been getting sick over and over again. And before I know it, I'm feeling a lot of emotions and I don't even connect where they're coming from with the actual origin. We all carry around these stressors, right? And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
Therapy is a great safe space to get things off of your chest and figure out how to actually work through whatever's weighing you down.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit betterhelp.com/love to see it today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/love to see it.
1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list, as they should, because it's very important.
If that's you, then make this year the year you finally check it off your list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Wow, that is really fast. Their tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. I personally used Babbel before I headed off to Paris for 3 weeks, and it was so helpful, just kind of giving me back the basic understanding of French, allowing me to interact with people in restaurants, in shops, and, you know, just not make a total fool of myself when in a foreign country.
Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners.
Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/LTSI.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/LTSI.
Spelled BABBEL.com/LTSI.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
And we are back. And Leslie and Gary are sitting down for dinner in what seems to be like a redecorated indoor-outdoor entryway lobby area. I don't know. They're just like in a random rotunda that has clearly been completely outfitted by bachelor interns.
Yeah. Still at the Springs Resort and Spa.
Yes. I did note that. Yeah. Again, we know who our sponsors are. And Leslie and Gary walk in hand. And Leslie's looking amazing. She's wearing like a gray, I couldn't tell if it was a jumpsuit
or pants.
A gray one-shoulder top and like tight leggings or something.
It was like a silver gray, very pretty.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think it might have been, I don't know. Was it like
a two-piece?
Two-piece?
At first I thought it was a jumpsuit and then I looked harder and I was like, I think that might be a two-piece. Whatever. She looked really, really beautiful and like just comfortable in herself.
Yeah.
I think that there's something that's just so compelling about Leslie. She's funny. I think she's so telegenic. Like, she's just fun to watch.
She like oozes confidence. Even like the way she wears her makeup, she's so beautiful and her hair is natural. I really like Leslie. She like knows who she is. She's confident in her skin.
And confident enough to really express vulnerability.
Yes.
And I love that about her. So Gary goes into dinner and he says his only concern is that he wants to make sure he's unbiased because he thinks that they both have their kind of rose-colored glasses on about each other. And he tells the camera, we're really talking about spending the rest of our lives together and I want to make sure she's not forgetting that that's what we're getting ourselves into. Gary's like intent. He's like, whoever I choose,
we're getting married.
This woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm proposing. And he wants to make sure that's what Leslie wants. I feel like he knows Teresa is down for that, but Leslie's been a little more, you know, she's had two failed marriages. So I imagine it is a little difficult to be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get married again. I'm going to try this again.
This is when we get back to the cold open where Gary points out to Leslie that she hasn't asked him the hard questions. They have this exchange about sex. She clarifies that she does indeed mean having sex with someone else.
Yeah.
And she asks kind of like, has it been months? Has it been years? And Gary demurs. He does not want to answer this question. He's like, a long time.
Yeah. And Leslie's more
and
like,
I don't
like
know
it's
what
been a
means.
Year for me. Now, what did you think with Gary? Do you think long time means long time? Or do you think maybe he's trying to cover for the fact that it was more recent?
I think he maybe has dated people and didn't want to get into it.
Yeah.
And didn't want to give like a clear timeline.
I could see that.
Not in like a bad way, just like he was like, I don't want to open that can of worms about the exact timeline. And he also wasn't going to lie.
Yeah. I'm sure he spoke to her more in the fantasy suite.
Yes.
Let's hope he clarified that.
He also says he has a more practical question for Leslie. And this is one that I think we've been wondering about for the last few weeks. He asks her, like, what would our joint life look like? Where would we live? And Leslie gives the answer that I assumed she would give, which is she doesn't want to leave Minneapolis permanently. But she says, at the end of the day, I love you and I want to be with you. And I don't know what that means, but I think we can figure it out. Instead of being bi-coastal, we can be by Midwestern.
I loved that. Which is what we kind of assumed. I mean, they are closest compared to Teresa, who's in New Jersey.
Yeah, if they wanted to
they're
do
probably
like
gonna
a,
split. He's gonna have to split his time no matter what. But
yeah, like I could see them being in the city and then going to like the lake house every summer or yeah. something.
Or like for long weekends or
yeah, and then yeah, intermittently for, you know, over the holidays or whatever. I would have loved to hear them talk about religion.
Yes.
And I do wonder if that came up during Fantasy Suites.
I hope. Like that's something very important that they should talk about.
And it's also something that I mean, Gary's definitely not Jewish. So it's yeah, something it's, he and Leslie like, don't share. Yeah. And I think it is something that he and Teresa do share. So I would have loved to hear that conversation.
Yeah, me too. And it seemed, you know, faith seems very important to Leslie. So I do hope they had that conversation. I can't remember.
Yeah, it's just like a cultural gap.
Was Teresa in the pool?
Teresa was in the pool, but I did do some digging because some of my friends were like, I've been reading her as Jewish this whole time.
Me
I was
too.
Like, I think she's just from Jersey and has probably been around a lot of Jews and been to like Jewish weddings. But she definitely celebrates Christmas with her family. So, I mean, okay, who yeah. knows? There are also Jews who celebrate Christmas. She could be, the family could be like an interfaith family. I don't know.
Yeah, we didn't get any conversations yeah. about religion, though, with either ladies. So,
no, they tend like to see stay away from that in politics. And we got none of either in this season.
Nothing's changed.
Yeah. But Gary seems satisfied with Leslie's bi Midwestern answer. And he says, you know, if we decide that we're right for each other and if we decide to do this from my perspective, and I want it to be from your perspective, from that moment forward, we are fully committed to each other. And at the end of this, indeed, till death do us part. And this really struck a chord with Leslie. And she gives a speech afterwards that I think we had to clip.
Till death do us part. It's something that's foreign to me because I never had that. I've been searching for it my whole life. And even through two marriages, those words were just foreign to me. It's like uncharted water for me. Every birthday, I say, next year I'm not going to be alone. Next year I'm not going to be alone. I have a whole year I'm going to find somebody. Someone's going to meet somebody. And every year it's like Groundhog Day. I'm alone on my birthday. And I don't want to be alone anymore. You're everything I want, really. And I want to do it. And I want you to help me through it. But I know I can do it because I'm not afraid of the commitment at all.
Oh my God, this is where I started to tear up.
I just got like chills listening back to that. I don't want her to be heartbroken. I hate like hearing that in her voice where, you know, she's been through a lot and I don't want her to be hurt again and she doesn't want to be hurt again. But I love too how she like asked like Gary, like, I want you to help me through this. I want you to help me because this is what I want. I want to be with you.
Yeah, and also says like, but I'm not scared of it. Like I have the ability to commit. I'm down to commit. And she brings up that, you know, he's literally done till death do you part. She's like, literally, you've had that and I haven't. And she says, but I want to do that too. And then Gary says this. He looks at her and he says, then we will.
Which makes you think Leslie is the one. He keeps giving her these little side
if I was
comments
Leslie,
too. I would think
already
I was.
I would think yes. I was the one. And as we'll get into, she has every right to believe that she's the one.
I mean, he's been like, but, you're my girl. I think you're the one. Then we will.
You just have to be more careful unless you're truly sure. And I think Gary was compartmentalizing a little too well at the end of the day between these relationships.
Yeah.
So Leslie tells the camera that sometimes she wants to sabotage things that are this good. And she knows that at the end of this, it might not be her. But she doesn't want to do that this time. She's going to face her fears because she'd rather go through life with Gary by her side.
I love them together.
I love them together. And I just love her. I really love her.
I love her too. So, of course, Gary offers Leslie the fantasy suite. And she says yes. They're both very in. They retreat to their private suite. And Gary is ready for a brutally honest conversation that leads him to clarity. And once
again,
will
he find it?
Who knows? But his favorite thing to do as of late is to bring up Trista's wise words of advice, which I think we've heard how many times this season?
Like
so
at
far?
Like four different times. I mean, this is killing me. This is his favorite quote. I hope he's like making merch of it. Like I'm just thinking of branded opportunities for all of these people. But like this is
Trista's probably like, this is these aren't my exact words.
She's like,
Gary.
That wasn't my like original thought.
But yeah, Trista and Gary should like team up and start making some merch for it. You have to find the woman you can't live without, not the woman you can live with, which Gary switched up this
yeah,
time.
Yeah, he did. He switched it to that order from the original, but you know, the sentiment.
And when he says it to Leslie, I'm like, has he told her this already? He's told somebody this.
He's definitely told Teresa that.
Yes. I'm just like, Gary, make sure you're keeping track of who you're telling
he's
Trista's
not
words
me.
To.
And then he says, right after this, I want to mention, from what we can see, unfucking prompted, the following. We have a clip.
I think you're the one. I think you're that one. Mm. You get it. It's like, I have to have you with morning coffee. I have to have you when I go to bed at night. In between, you can have free time. But, but yeah, I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah.
And I don't know how we would decide where we would live. We'll have to figure that out. Mm-hmm. But I think there's no one else I'd rather try to figure it out with.
Deep breaths, everybody. Deep breaths. Gary, what are you doing?
I was losing my mind at this because I was like, wait, so... Because he just keeps going. He says, you're the one, which on its own is like, you better not say that unless you're sure.
Yeah, unless she is the one.
And then he keeps going. And I'm like, oh, he really knows what he said. And he's really saying it like he means it. He says, like, there's no one else I'd rather try to figure it out with. How can you draw any single conclusion from this other than
Leslie's the
it's
one?
It's Leslie.
Also, the fact that he said that, knowing he had another date coming up, like, I don't want to figure this out with anyone else. But no, there's another woman here who's trying to figure it out.
Right. So at that point, I thought maybe he's going to break up with Teresa before going on the date because, like, he made this very clear declaration. They make out passionately. And Gary then says in an ITM, I'm all in on this. I'm going to be 100% in, 100% committed, and that commitment's going to be for the rest of my life. I will say he does not say Leslie's name in this. It was definitely filmed the night of the day of their date or the evening of their date, but he could have been talking about the process more generally.
Mm-hmm. But here we go. Leslie feels like Gary's her person and she's his. They complement each other and she's looking forward to her happily ever after, which she probably believes is hers because of what Gary just told her.
Literally,
so now this
why wouldn't
it
she?
So more. Oh my God, so much this more complicated. Gary, what are you doing?
You have to restrain yourself. This is like,
it's hard. I imagine it was very hard. As he mentions, there's no roadmap for this. He had no idea how he would feel in this moment or how to handle it. But yeah, Gary, you didn't handle it the best.
It's so hard because there's just inherently this like wild power imbalance in these relationships.
Right.
And so I understand why you would want to say like, I kind of have to go all in on this and see how it feels and see how that other person is feeling and seeing if they're really in this with me. But then by doing that, you're going to really, really fuck someone up.
Yeah.
Like I don't know another way to put it. I'm very worried. So it's finally time for the cameras to leave them to their fantasy suite, but not before one more sex joke, of course. It is apparently very hot in this hotel room. And we hear Gary go over to the thermostat and he's like, it's set to 80. And they're like, what? And he says, what do you like, 70? And Leslie jokes, 69. And they're both just laughing. These two laugh so much.
They
it's
really
like in those
do.
Moments, I could really see them together.
Yes. They have such a great little, they have great chemistry, but yes, I love that they laugh all the time. They bring joy to each other. And isn't that what you want in a partner? Someone who, you know, you can just have fun with. They definitely have fun. I feel like Leslie brings out that goofy side of Gary.
Yeah, and there's still a depth there.
Of course.
But I don't know. I my head is spinning after this episode. So we cut to the next morning and we see Leslie and Gary having coffee in bed, talking about their great night and lack of sleep. They say they talked about everything. They went to bed around 3 a.m. and they had lots of laughs. And then Gary has this to say about the fantasy suite.
People want to know what happens in these fantasy suites. You know, there's a little bit of curiosity that they want satisfied. And quite honestly, I feel like it's none of their business.
Yes.
You tell him, Gare. It's none of their fucking business.
I love that. He's like, none of your fucking business. But I'll give you a little bit of, we had a great time.
He also says that his relationship with Leslie was significantly improved over the course of their night together. He saw a lot more of her. And then he says this. He says, I feel like, quote, she could certainly be the person that I could spend the rest of my life with. I'm like, she could be?
You told her she was.
You said she was the one. Yes. You said she was the one. You said there's no one else that you'd rather figure it out with.
And now it's she could?
Just, it feels like the morning after they had a great night, but she's like, I couldn't tell. I was like, has she been downgraded? Did something happen where they had a great time, but like they discovered a difference? And that's why where I start to wonder about like religion, politics, like
yeah.
that kind of stuff.
They must.
I don't know.
Yeah, because I feel like I sense that too. It was like they went into the fantasy suite one way and they were definitely happy in the morning and all this. But
yeah,
compared to what
good.
We saw with Teresa later on, that's when I get in my head about it.
I know. I can't tell if we're just reading yeah. too far in or whether they're fucking with us. They're doing the edit in a way to make us doubt our instinct that it was Leslie. I don't know.
They're definitely fucking with me.
They're definitely fucking with me. Yeah. So Leslie and Gary part, telling each other that they will miss each other. And Leslie says that her love for Gary has grown. They've just gotten so much closer. She feels like she's known him forever. She said being with him is like putting on an old shoe. It's comfortable and it fits well.
Oh, she's so cute.
And then reality hits. A producer in an ITM clearly asks Leslie about the fact that Teresa is still there. And she has the following to say.
It's hard knowing that Teresa's still here. You know, I really like Teresa. I she's my friend, so there's nothing I can say bad. It's just, he leaves me today, and I know he's going to be with her today. But I'm confident in what we have, and I'm just going to focus on that.
We bring it back to the friendships.
I know. That's why I wanted to clip this. Yeah. I love that she made sure to say, like, Teresa's my friend. This isn't any anxiety that I have isn't about her.
Yeah.
It's about the situation.
As it should be.
We're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we will get into Teresa's fantasy suite date and the rest of this episode.
Can you keep up?
Okay, so you got engaged. Congrats. Now you may be wondering what comes next.
If you're planning a wedding, the first thing you need to know about is Zola.
With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake.
Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually even enjoyable.
There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or, you know, from your couch, which is certainly how, if I was planning a wedding, I would definitely want to do it as loungily as possible.
So important.
I also just know myself. I know that planning any kind of event, like even a birthday party, can get very stressful. And so it's been really cool to see friends use Zola. It really seems to make everything a lot less stressful. And as a frequent wedding attender, I love to be able to hop on that Zola registry and just purchase a gift. Easy peasy. I know I've done it. I won't forget. Thank you, Zola.
Yeah, everything's all in the same place. It's perfect. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Article believes in delightful design for every home.
And thanks to their online-only model, they have some pretty delightful prices, too.
Their curated assortment of mid-century modern, coastal, hi Tyler Cameron, industrial, Scandi, and boho designs makes furniture shopping simple.
Plus, they're dedicated to really thoughtful craftsmanship that honestly stands the test of time and looks good doing it.
Article offers fast, affordable shipping across the US and Canada. Plus, they won't leave you waiting around. You pick the delivery time and they'll send you updates every step of the way.
I have long been an Article girly, like every room of my house. My apartment, you can see Article furniture in. Most recently, we updated our balcony, you know, just in time. It's finally balcony season again, finally warming up in New York. And I have been out there with my coffee, sitting in the Toady Beach Sand dining chair, which is a great little lounger for a small space, again, New York City apartment. And it just really like elevates our deck. That and the ottoman we bought to go with it. So comfortable, so chic. Also can withstand a whole lot of rain.
So important. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
They're having their Memorial Day sale from May 13th to May 27th, which would be the perfect time to use your store credit on top of sale prices.
To claim, visit article.com/LTSI and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout.
That's article.com/LTSI for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. And we are back, and it is straight into Teresa's fantasy suite date.
Yeah, she's getting ready in her hotel room. Never in a million years did she think stepping out of the limo in her birthday suit on day one would lead her here to be one of the final two ladies. That birthday suit worked, Teresa.
It really did.
Looking back, she feels that everything that has happened since her husband Billy passed away has led her to Gary. This got me.
Me too.
She's like, I am in love with Gary and I hope this can go to the next level. And I hope he feels the same way about me. Oof. But like her bringing in, you know, just the point of she lost her husband. She's been on dates. She's trying to navigate finding a partner and she kind of gave up. And then for some reason, the universe placed her here and she feels like, you know, Billy had a little bit of a say in that. And I love that. Her and Gary really do have a lot in common when it comes to like understanding grief.
What they've been through. I agree. And I think that that is a deep connection. I don't know. It's hard to assess like how important that shared experience is or if there is something that's more important. Like I've not had that experience, so I don't know. But I will say Teresa posted, if anyone looks at her Instagram, a really beautiful slideshow of old photos of her and Billy from like their wedding and when they first met as teenagers, and it's so beautiful.
And they are so young, and they had years together.
I know. This is the thing. I just want the best for all of these, for every single woman we met on this show, and it's just so hard. So Teresa also does the run and jump straight into Gary's arms.
She's rocking too, right? These denim shorts, like a pro. Like, I will never be able to wear jean denim shorts like Teresa.
I just keep thinking about the fact that Kathy was like all of her tiny little clothes that fit in like one corner of a suitcase.
We saw a lot of her tiny clothes this episode. It's so true. But she's petite.
No, she's a tiny person.
But yes, Gary, Gary yells, "Hey, stranger, how you been?" But that's really the most excited he is during this day date. He is really in his head this entire day. And I felt for Teresa. I kind of felt like she deserved a little bit more. But I get it. Gary's confused.
I felt for Teresa, but I also was like, okay, so it is Leslie. I was like, yeah, it's Leslie. Like,
yeah, you got the vibe. Like, he was maybe going to tell Teresa, like, I've made my decision.
Yeah,
like he was thinking about it. But no, it turns. No. It's a real...
They get on some horses. They trek through the rainforest. Teresa seems a lot less concerned than... Who was it on Paradise who was very concerned by the puddle?
Cat.
The cat, yeah. She's less disturbed by the...
She's like, wait, horses go in puddles? Oh, but no, they were like... Gary and Teresa were there. They were like in the river.
Yeah, it was a lot more
feet
water
and legs submerged.
But And Teresa's noticing that Gary is a little bit silent. And Gary talks about the fact that he's struggling to the camera. We have a clip.
To have an intimate date with one woman and then literally turn around in a matter of hours and pick up on a relationship that you want to develop more. It is getting much more difficult to compartmentalize this.
And then, yeah, Gary goes silent. He goes silent on this date. He's just on that horse, checking in on Teresa like every once in a while, but nowhere near what he was doing as he was rappelling down a cliff with Leslie. He's trotting ahead of her. It's awkward. I feel bad for Teresa, who definitely is sensing his vibe. And she's also like,
yes.
You okay up there? And he just doesn't respond to her. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, this is awkward. And Gary admits in his ITM that he doesn't know how to navigate this. Yesterday was an incredible day with an incredible woman, and now he's having another. And he just doesn't know how to deal with this process, basically.
Yeah, it sucks. This is when the process really, you know,
starts
the knife
break down. Yeah. And Teresa's trying to be so empathetic. She's like, I know it's really like tricky. He has to pay attention to the horse. He also has to like, he's probably under a lot of stress. So I hope that it's that. I mean, I was like, oh no.
I know. But then I love what she says. She goes, but this is an extremely important date for me. So I want him to focus on us today. And I was like, yes, Teresa. Because she knows she deserves that.
Right. And she's able to articulate that. Just like, no, I deserve better than
this. Whatever
the,
I'm getting
half attention
right now.
I'm getting.
Yeah.
So they sit down on a bench and he tells her, like, today is a big day. And this is where he admits he doesn't have a roadmap on how to handle having two, quote, charming, beautiful women he cares about. Like, this felt notable to me that Leslie essentially comes up during his date with Teresa, but Teresa does not come up during his date with Leslie.
Yes. Teresa basically, like, helps him feel better about the situation. She's like, I know, gosh, this is so difficult. I was thinking that maybe you were very quiet on the horse because there's so much like going through your mind. And I understand, or I think I understand, because she admits, like, I wouldn't want to be in your spot. But, you know, she cares so much about him. And she says, I love you. And it meant so much for me that you came to meet my family. And Teresa tells him that she can see a life with him. Meanwhile, you know, Gary's still in his head and he says in his ITM that he's trying to stay open-minded, but it's difficult. We have a clip.
Throughout this journey, I've really worked hard at staying open-minded and staying in the moment with whomever I am with.
I mean, I can picture holidays and I can't wait to meet your family.
I mean, Teresa's so kind, so nice. She's a gentle person. She's a good soul. You know, I don't want to do or say anything that hurts her. But it's like, I'm looking at Teresa going, my God, what is wrong with you, Turner? She's the ideal woman for you. But at the same time, I'm thinking, what's Leslie doing right now?
What did you make of this, Lee?
I was like, Leslie's the one. He's going to break up with Teresa. Like, he knows that Teresa's a good fit for him, but he feels something with Leslie that maybe is different. And
she's like good on paper,
yes.
Right? She's the safe choice and not like in a bad way, but just in the sense that they like make sense. They have all these things in common.
Yes.
That he doesn't necessarily have in common with Leslie, but he seems to feel more strongly for Leslie.
I mean, if you're on a date with a woman and you're thinking about another woman,
it's not a good sign.
It's
not a good sign for that woman you're on a date with.
No. And I feel like Teresa sensed it the whole afternoon. She was just like trying to tell him things and he definitely had a wall up. He was in his feels. He was in his thoughts.
So when it comes to dinner, Gary has clearly, I don't know what's happened. He's meditated. He's had a stern talking to from production. Like, I don't know what's going
on. Get your shit together, Gary.
Yeah. But he is in a different headspace. He admits he did a bad job at compartmentalizing today. But he's really there to figure out tonight he's maxed out this relationship, or if they can still explore new ground. They've previously bonded predominantly over their mutual losses and not, I don't know how much else they've actually really gotten into. Mm-hmm. And we really see this on this date.
Yeah, he's like, can we grow any further than that? He's going to give it his best shot. He's going to recommit to Teresa. through dinner and possibly, as he says, the potential of an overnight. Gary tells Teresa that she looks so happy. And she's like, yeah, I am happy. And he's like, I see a sparkle in your eye. She is happy, Gary. She really likes you. Get it together. But he tells her that they have shared some really great moments and they have so many similarities. But he's thought a lot about like what he does know about her and what he doesn't know. And one of those big things is her career. So yes, Teresa still works. She's a working woman. She's not retired. So he wants to know, like, what do you do, first of all? And when will you stop?
I was like, I love that they're having this conversation because we so rarely really get an in-depth moment that they feature where we have a woman on this show talking about her career mm-hmm. and how she got there and its importance. And on the other hand, I was like, you're getting engaged in like one day?
Yeah.
Because you don't know what her job is.
Like you don't know what she does for work. And it's not like I said, she's not retired. She's currently doing this job.
Right.
And he's like, so what do you do? She's like, oh, yeah, that's important for you to know. Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about my career.
She's like, do you know at all what I do? And he's like, something with like securities and bonds and stocks and investments, which is frankly how all I would retain if someone started telling me about their career.
Yeah, I'd be like, finances,
stocks, monies. And Teresa then tells the story of her career trajectory, which I think is really interesting. She says she was what she calls, quote, a homemaker. She says she cooked, she cleaned, she ironed, she basically did all of the domestic labor. And then one year, this sounds like it was decades ago, she decided to buy a stock and then another and kind of just got good at trading stocks. And she became a day trader, essentially on the side. Then her husband, Billy, brought up to her the fact that if she were to get a full-time job, they could get health insurance through their employer. Fuck this country.
Yeah.
Side note. Mm-hmm. Terrible. Familiar.
Familiar
very. Story.
That's me every day. Like, I need to get a job.
Exactly. Same. As people who pay out of pocket for health insurance, it fucking sucks. But so Teresa decided to go to the company that I guess she had been, like, making trades through and seeing if they would hire her full-time. She says there were 30 college graduates trying to get the job. And she beat them all out. And right away, she just kind of excelled.
You go, Teresa. This is awesome to hear. I was like, oh, I'm seeing a new side of Teresa, too. Like,
this is like some working girl shit.
Yes, it really is. That's exactly what it is. And then Teresa...
She is Melanie Griffith.
She's Melanie Griffith. She talks to Gary about, you know, how much she loves her job, but how much she loves him, too. We have a clip.
I've always said that... If I, you know, as long as I didn't really have a man in my life, I would continue working. But if this became something, if you gave me a reason to stop, I would stop. I would have to get in.
Quite a success story.
Oh,
I'm intrigued by that. It's like, wow. That's very impressive.
Thank you. And I get 7 securities licenses along the way, which is amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Teresa's very accomplished in her career. I'm totally impressed by her ability to start a business and work it into something that's much larger. It's pretty incredible.
I love this too. He says he feels like he's in the presence of someone who really has their shit together. Teresa's like,
I loved this.
Thank you. Yeah, I do have my shit together.
I do. And I'm like, you do, Teresa. I absolutely loved this. And I loved that his takeaway from what she said wasn't, good, yes, you do need to stop working when you will collapse your life into mine, but instead to be like, I'm so impressed with her. She's so accomplished.
Yes. I love that too. We never get this conversation about careers and how you ended up there and how you...
And you just don't have as much of an interesting story to tell when you like are 3 years into the workforce.
Yeah. When you're all those graduates trying to steal Teresa's job, you know?
Exactly. Gary then asks Teresa what made her want to go on The Golden Bachelor. This is another question that I was like, this is interesting, but also isn't this something you would ask on like a first date?
Like, what made you want to be here?
Yeah.
No, I don't think they have talked about anything.
I think they've like only talked about their mutual loss. Yeah. And it was that very first week.
Yeah, because so, this seems late in the game, but alas, he asked her. She says, which I appreciated. She's like, I've been on a lot of dates and I don't see anything with anyone. And then I dread saying no to the second date. So she's like, I just give up.
Relatable, Teresa.
But then her daughter must have handed her the application or at least sent her online to be like, here's the application for Golden Bachelor. You should do it. And she got the call. And she says, once again, she's like, this is probably why I didn't find anyone, because I was meant to find you. I seriously saw that as fate. To me, that has to be the reason why I didn't say yes to anyone else. Teresa's all in on Gary.
Oh, God. I'm just getting so nervous.
Yeah. And then she adds right away, like, I have not been with anyone since my husband. So
9 years.
Yes. Like, she has not been physically intimate with anyone since then. So it's a very big deal for her, a huge decision and extremely important.
Oh my God, again, I'm just getting so nervous.
I know.
Like, he has gotten there. This is a situation where, like, both of these women are going so all in on him and making decisions with the assumption that they will be like, I don't know. This is so hard.
Yeah.
And
you're like holding their hearts in your hands.
Right.
Gary.
And it's like a lot to be like, how much should I take that into account about like if we both decide to be physically intimate? Like, it's also her decision. So that's like a lot. That's just a lot to carry.
Yes. Which Gary pretty much admits when he asks her, do you talk to your late husband? Do you ever just find yourself speaking to him? And this is what he has to say. We have a clip.
Do you ever, you talk to Billy about this?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I do.
Do you talk to him and say, what do you think about this?
Absolutely.
And, really?
I did talk to him about it.
I know, like about once a day.
Yeah.
Just a quiet comment. You know, say, hey, what do you think about this? You know, am I doing the right thing? And is this selfish? So.
She wouldn't think that. I don't think she would.
No.
No.
Oh, when he says, like, really, you do? I feel like he feels like, okay. Okay, so I'm not crazy for doing this.
Yeah. And it, in this moment was where I was like, okay, so having someone who understands that loss is really significant. Just not having to explain those things, I think, would be very, very comforting.
Yes, because the people that they are with now, you know, if he's with Leslie or Teresa, they had partners before. Teresa and him had these great loves of their life. And they'll always be in their life. You know, their kids, their grandkids, all of that. So it's hard, but they understand each other. They understand what they go through. And this really solidified that for me. Like, oh, they get each other. Where I don't know if Leslie, she'll try her best to understand. But yeah, Gary had someone who he was deeply in love with before Leslie. So it's tricky. I don't know. It's really tricky. I really loved that, though, where they kind of validate, like, yeah, I do that, too.
I did, too. And Gary is really, like, warming to Teresa as this date progresses. You know, he's like, Teresa opened up tonight and our relationship got deeper and he has a clearer picture of her now, where before dinner he was really just unsure about her. And this is when he lets her know there is the potential for a fantasy suite and hands her the card from Jesse. And she gets so excited reading it. She's like, ooh, if you choose to forgo your individual room.
Yeah, she like pauses on the show. Individual. So funny.
She says her answer is overwhelmingly yes, and they kiss. And Gary says that their conversation tonight was a launching pad going forward into fantasy suites. He's so glad he stayed open-minded. If he closed himself off, he might have missed, quote, the opportunity of a lifetime with someone.
Oh, here we go again.
What are you doing?
Here we go again.
It's just me the whole episode, like crying and then being like, that's so sweet. And then being like, Gary, what are you doing?
Well, now I'm like, oh, it's Teresa. It's Teresa.
I don't fucking know.
I'm so confused.
So they go to the suite, which they say is gorgeous. And Teresa's like, this alone time is so critical. She also points out that she knows which side of the bed Gary likes to sleep on because I guess she asked him that before. He has no memory.
Yeah, he's like, you did? She's like, yeah, and I remembered. And they just hop into that bed. They just immediately start kissing and cuddling. And then all we see is a do not disturb sign. And we hear Gary tell Teresa, you're really good at that. And she's just like, just laughing. They had some fun in the fantasy suite.
Oh,
if it was talking or not, it was fun.
The editors had a lot of fun. The next morning at the Springs Resort and Spa, I don't know if you've forgotten, Lee.
I know. Are we a part of the bat? Like, are we on the tourism board?
They should be paying us, frankly, the Springs Resort and Spa. The sloths are still climbing the trees, and Gary and Teresa are also having coffee in bed, just like he and Leslie did. Gary's on the right side, of course.
I know. I had to call out the sloths that were just frequent in this episode. I was like, are there any other animals in Costa Rica or just...
There were some different kinds of frogs.
Yeah, birds I saw.
Yeah.
The sloths really stood out to me.
And I felt like the tone of this morning was really intense.
Yes. Like, they talked about some stuff. Like, they are...
Yeah.
And I felt Gary's, like, he just seemed comfortable. Like, his voice was a little not as excited. Like, he just seemed like himself. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm confused. I'm very confused about what happened. But Teresa says it was eye-opening, special. And he saw a side of me he didn't know existed. I'm like,
is she a freak in the sheets?
That's the sense I'm getting, but
respect, if so. Gary says that everything she said to him was a revelation. I'm like, what did you talk about? I'm dying to know. And he says it was pretty awesome. She feels like this could be her first time waking up next to her husband. And he says waking up next to her feels like the first day of the rest of his life because, quote, last night with Teresa, we started talking about things and we started sharing observations and hopes and dreams. And I realized we understood each other on a very fundamental level. My God, I just feel that he indicated to both of these women that he's picking them.
Yes. Except he did it with Teresa in private, which we're going to, you know, she tells Gary, it feels different now. They really got to know each other last night. With that alone time, any fear he had about Teresa, he says, is gone. He says it was incredible. And then they exchange some love yous or something of the sort. We have a clip.
I love you. Yeah.
And you know how I feel about you. The nice part is, you know.
I know. I do.
Last night, I told her that I loved her. And I told her, when I say this to you, I want you to know that I mean it, and I'm saying it from the bottom of my heart. I can't tell you the elation I felt. All right, we got grandkids watching, so we're not gonna go crazy. And it was, I like it. We have a little private moment. We have a little something between us that's important. It's pretty awesome.
Wow.
This just feels to me like end game. Like, I
know, but it did with Leslie too.
Yeah.
I can't figure out what's my, here's the thing. I just like Leslie a lot more than I like Teresa. Mm-hmm. Even though I like Teresa, I think she's a good person. I'm just much more drawn to Leslie. But I don't know. Like, I could see Teresa being the better fit for Gary.
Which I think is the case.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, he has a boyish smile on. Like, in his ITM, talking about Teresa, I just was, like, looking at his face, and I was like, oh, my gosh, what is happening? I was convinced it was Leslie. Convinced.
But then he said to Leslie, like, I'm going to need you for my morning coffee. Yes. You're the one. I need all the, like... I believed it with both of them. This is really throwing me for a loop, because I feel like usually I have a stronger sense in myself what's going to happen. And I really, really don't know.
I'm like, Gary, maybe you can live with one of them, but you can't live without one of them. You told Leslie you couldn't live without her. So maybe you can live with Teresa? I don't know.
Yeah, like, what's going on?
Trista,
what's
going on? Come back. We need your guidance.
Yeah, Trista, he misunderstood the advice, I think. So meanwhile, Leslie is contemplating her relationship with Gary. She says she loves him and she thinks he's the best thing since sliced bread. She adores him and he told her the same. And she says that a proposal could be coming. She says, quote, him choosing me would make me the happiest girl alive, but I'm very nervous because I don't know how their date went. If it was anything like ours, it was fantastic. Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Well, the first half of the date was a little
rocky.
But then it was incredible, as Gary says. Teresa and Gary say their goodbyes. And can we discuss her tiny little pajama set? I was thinking of Kathy the whole time. I'm like, was she wearing this around the mansion? Because she looks amazing.
Probably.
But that is a tiny pajama.
All of her clothes are tiny. This is what we know. This is just a fact about Teresa. But it's neither here nor there. It's just a fact.
But she rocks it. And he says, see you soon. Don't forget about me.
Gary. Ugh. And she's just so elated because he said he loved her. And she says she'd say yes if he asked her to marry him. I think as he leaves, Gary is now, it's now dawning on Gary that he's going to actually have to make a choice.
Can't have both of them, Gary.
He's dying inside.
He's in love with both of them. He sees a life with both of them. And he explains his feelings exactly. Like with Leslie, he sees an exciting, adventurous life, but he has a strong bond with Teresa. So he knows someone,
even that.
He knows someone's going to be hurt.
Makes me think Teresa. I don't know. But he says, he knows someone will come out of this situation hurt beyond words. He can't put this off any longer, but he feels like he made his decision, which is interesting because they still have to meet the family.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
That could have been like a producer.
Yeah.
I feel like there was a lot of producer stuff this episode because they confused us. If they were trying to, it worked. If they weren't, well, then
we're still confused.
Gary confused us.
And Gary made the tension himself. And I will say, I've been so strong on the fact that I think he's going to break up with Teresa because I had remembered this scene from
the
first
promo. Yes, let's get into your conspiracy theories. Yes.
Yes. This scene from the very first season promo they played in episode one. I went back and I found this and I really closely looked at it frame by frame. And I noticed two things. One, I was right. There is a scene where Teresa is crying, like head in her hands, in what appears to be a hotel room. And unless they really spliced together two shots extremely well, like better than they did any other shots, Gary is wearing the shirt during that conversation with Teresa that he wore when we see that clip of him say, like, I hurt really good people. Like, I've never felt this much pain, or like, this is only second to like when I lost my wife. Mm-hmm. That I'm paraphrasing, but that conversation. So I do think that he's going to have some sort of difficult conversation with Teresa in a hotel room. But in the promo in 2 weeks for the finale, we did see that both women are in proposal dresses.
Yes.
So I'm like, do they both make it to proposal day then? And if that's the case, the other important thing that I noticed in my close reading of this first promo is that they piped in audio of Leslie on top of a shot of Ellen. And we hear Leslie say, crying, you made me think you were going to choose me. Or like, you made me think you were choosing me, something like that. And it's definitely Leslie's voice. And so now I'm like, this is my new working theory, that in the same way that they made Clayton tell all the women that he had told all of them that he was in love with them and that he had slept with all of them, I wonder if they're going to encourage a version of that for Gary, and whether he is going to have a one-on-one conversation with each of the women at some point during the finale before the final decision, in which he basically says, this is what I've done. I've indicated similar things to both of you.
Yes. I think it's a great theory. I'm like down
then,
for it. Because
both of them
what
would
is
be
that
crying.
Scene of Teresa in the hotel room? It has to be something where he tells her.
And if she made it to proposal day, then it's not right? I was thinking he broke up with her before proposal day, but we definitely see both of them in their dresses.
So I guess they my both new working forgive theory. Him for being telling each other that they love that he
I,
loves
I
them.
I guess because they know. I mean, they are both students of the show, but that is sort of my working theory now, is that he's going to have to be honest with them, or he's going to want to be, and that they're both going to break down hearing that.
Okay, so what are your other predictions though? Like, who do you think could?
Lee, I don't know. I truly don't know.
I won't be here for the finale. I can't wait to hear Claire's take, though. I'm so excited.
Same.
And it's the perfect timing with the finale.
Do you, are you as confused as me, or are you really like leaning Teresa now?
I'm leaning Teresa. I am.
I'm
like, Kathy sensed it too. She's like, she's going to be the winner.
I will say that the part of me that does think Teresa's totally like a viable choice is that I can see production really wanting to keep Leslie for Bachelorette.
She'd be a great Golden Bachelorette.
She'd be absolutely perfect.
But I love her. And I
don't know.
I really thought it was her before this week. I have to admit.
Me too.
I think we all thought that. Especially once Faith was let go last week. I was like, oh, it's got to be Leslie. But this week really changed my mind. I just see it with him and Teresa in a different way. I think he sees it too. I think he maybe loves the excitement and the adventure that Leslie provides him and just the vibes between them. But I think he feels more secure and safe with Teresa.
I think he knows. I think he really, really likes to feel needed. And I think he knows that Teresa will need him forever.
Yeah. I wish we got more, though, with Teresa and, like, how are they going to work that out with distance and where she lives and location.
And she's still working. And I have so many questions about logistics and so many questions about politics, religion, all these things that they don't get into. Because I also could see some of those things really changing where he lands. Mm-hmm. And I have no idea how, you know, the role that religion plays in Gary's life. I have no idea his political affiliation, but, like, those are major things. And so
that's the only thing I can sense, that like something they talked about must have changed his feelings. But then he was so in his head on Teresa's date and he was all about Leslie. So
I don't know. It could go. I really feel like it could go either way. But I do think the only thing that is making me feel, I just love Leslie. And so I'm like, well, at least maybe we'll get her as Golden Bachelor.
But then,
we get a
whole season of Leslie, which would be amazing.
Oh, God. So in the credit sequence, Gary and Leslie talk about how he says, like, you know, you were so tender when you helped me put on my swimming trunks. And she's like, Gary, it was your harness.
Yeah. Like, she's like,
if it was your swim trunks, you would have been naked.
I love it. And he's like,
and they just start laughing.
Oh, Gary.
It was really cute. Should we get into Love to See It, Hate to See It?
Let's do it.
It's short this week. First, Love to See It. We love to see the open acknowledgement that, of course, people still have sexual desires and sex lives as they age. And that is nothing to be grossed out by, nothing to, like, look at like a freak show. It's just people being people.
Yeah, come on, Jesse Palmer. You're having a baby.
Get over
you know
it,
how
Jessie.
Babies are made. We also love to see these real and believable love stories. I loved last season with Charity because we had the same thing. Like, I love when you know that these people truly care about each other and that they're invested in their love stories. This is when the franchise is at its best. We're getting, like, a lot of that this season.
Absolutely. Now it's time for Hate to See It. We, of course, hate to see Gary essentially telling both women that he will be choosing them. And especially what he said to Leslie. Because you cannot say you're the one if you aren't sure she's the one.
Gary.
It's just very specific language.
No. What are you doing? We didn't want another words, Clayton.
Words mean things.
They really mean things. And we hate to see Leslie and Teresa having to contemplate not being chosen by Gary. It is so painful every week, whether we see women go home or whether we just see them battling, you know, not being chosen and not being the one that Gary's going to pick. So I'm rooting for both these women. I hope they find their happy endings.
Oh, we are absolutely rooting for both of them and, frankly, for every woman we've seen come through this show. It's just, I love them so much and I don't want them to hurt. And now it's time for our season rating. Gary's Grand Zaddy Energy out of 10 winks. It was high. It was high.
I know. Sweet. I gave it a 9.5 because I'm like, Gary was definitely knocking some boots, right?
I mean, yeah, even a 10 because he's being a little player. Mm-hmm. He's like, he's being emotional, but he's like getting intimate.
He put that do not disturb sign up. He was like
making 69 jokes.
That's a grand zaddy right there. Also, just the fact that he like schooled Jesse Palmer.
Yes.
On sex.
Yes. We love that authoritativeness. You know what? This might be a 10 out of 10 grand zaddy episode.
He took down Disney, so it's a 10.
And on that note, that is it for this episode of Love to See It with Emma and Lee.
Love to See It is produced by us, Emma Gray, Lee Blickley, and Stitcher. This episode was edited by Talon Stradley. Our theme music is by Tamar Haviv, and our art is by Celine Chang. Josephine Madarana is our executive producer.
If you like our show, please remember to follow us, rate us 5 stars, leave a review, and of course, spread the word about Love to See It to all of your friends.
And if you want to get in touch, you can email us at claireandemmapod@gmail.com. Please send that email so many messages to me because Emma can just forward them to me.
It's true. It's true. Everyone send a love note to Lee. You can also find us on Twitter and TikTok at Love to See It Pod and Instagram at Claire and Emma Pod. And you can find our newsletter, Rich Text, on Substack at claireandemma.substack.com. I'm also on social media at EmmaLadyRose.
And I'm at LeeBZ. We'll be back Monday for my last episode with Bachelor in Paradise. And then Love to See It is off for the rest of the week for Thanksgiving. And we'll return with Claire's big return. So exciting. And thank you again, Emma, for having me. I've loved recapping Golden Bachelor.
Oh, we just love you so much, Lee. It's been a true honor.
Can you keep up?
Stitcher. Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis, which could lead to psoriatic arthritis, but Cosentyx treats both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.